What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Happy Friday to you and yours. There is a headline right now on 41's website that says the Clay County Commissioner says that the Royals have sent him a term sheet for a possible North Kansas City stadium. Well, we have the Clay County Commissioner on the phone right now. Jason Withington joins us to talk about this term sheet. Jason, happy to have you join us today.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So for people who don't know, explain what this term sheet is.
Yeah, so can't go into details, you know, for confidentiality and everything, but basically it's just an outline of what, you know, if they picked Clay County, what exactly they would be looking for in a potential deal.
To your understanding, has this been sent to Jackson County? Has this been sent to Johnson County and Wyandotte County? Do you think this is something that is exclusive to you guys?
You know, I have no idea. We haven't asked that question. I haven't asked that question. You know, the news has reported that, you know, that the Royals are actively talking to multiple sites. And, you know, even the Royals have said that they're, you know, keeping their options open for the potential deal. So, you know, I don't know. I would assume that they're having similar conversations, but I don't know for sure.
One term that has kind of been thrown out there is transparency. That was given a couple of weeks ago from Ty Masterson, who is on the Kansas side. You kind of use this term as well when you address the residents of Clay County. Why do you think the transparency is so important in this process?
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge proponent of transparency, you know, talking about what we can. And, you know, I promised the citizens that I would keep them updated as much as possible. And, you know, when the governor's coming to town later this afternoon and people started messaging me asking if this was a done deal, and I just wanted them to know, hey, you know, we did receive a term sheet. We are not close to a deal, still a long ways to go. But, you know, I appreciate when I, as a citizen, I like having elected officials, you know, just keep me up, you know, keep the citizens up to date. And I try to do the best that I can also.
To the best of your ability, how would you describe the conversations that you guys have had with the Royals?
Yeah, I think it's been very productive. Again, you know, we just began having these conversations, so still a long ways to go. But I'm not on the negotiating team for the county, but the ones that are have said that the conversations have been very productive. So,
when you mentioned that these conversations have just begun, are you allowed to tell us when these conversations started?
You know, over the last few months, we've met with the Royals a couple times, and more or less, it was just that, you know, hey, we're still interested in North Kansas City as an option. But over the last couple of weeks, it's seemed to have, especially after the Missouri, the legislature, you know, passed that stadium bill, it seems to have picked up quite a bit.
Right now, we're talking to Jason Withington. He is the Clay County Commissioner. The Royals have sent Clay County a term sheet for what a possible North Kansas City stadium would look like. These renderings are beautiful. What are your, I guess, thoughts? What are your opinions on the rendering that was posted?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, lifelong Northland resident. Love baseball. Grew up Kansas City Royals fan and a Diamondbacks fan. But, yeah, I think it'd be awesome to have that view of downtown and you know, in the background and have a Major League Baseball team in your in our home county. I mean, there's only 32 of those in the country, and I think it'd be awesome to have them.
A lot of people have a vision of downtown baseball. I'm one of those people that have a vision of downtown baseball. I've been to other cities around the country, and just seeing how it works, how the city functions with the stadium downtown is really appealing in my hometown. What do you say to people that want the stadium downtown? What do you think makes Clay County a better option than downtown Kansas City?
Yeah, so, you know, again, I you know, I'm a huge baseball fan, and I take the kids and the family to a new stadium every year, and, you know, we've been to a lot of downtown stadiums, and I love downtown baseball. Honestly, I wish the Royals would have picked the East Village. I thought the East Village would have been a lot better than the East Crossroads, but, you know, Clay County, if you look at, like, the Battery down in Atlanta, Wrigleyville, and Chicago, Clay County could do a similar development. We have – the developer has – I control of nearly 100 acres, and, you know, we could create, we already have a pretty solid nightlife with all the breweries and everything down there, but then there's Chicken and Pickle and some other restaurants that, you know, could serve as a base for new development and everything. But yeah, it's a solid nightlife in Clay County. You know, we're a growing county, we're a safe county, and I think we would offer similar amenities like the Battery in Wrigleyville.
You mentioned not liking the Crossroad idea. I wasn't too thrilled about the Crossroad idea, but I am very passionate about keeping the baseball stadium on this side of state line. Well, we know with Crossroad, they were going to have to clear out some space to make that possible. Is that going to be a concern in North Kansas City, or do you guys have all the space already necessary to build? It's very something very similar to what you described in Atlanta.
Yeah, so, you know, the developer has 100% site control. And, you know, I think there would be some potential businesses impacted. But, you know, one of the things the county has talked about is working with our Economic Development Council at the county and everything to work with any impacted business owners on how we can relocate them and keep them in Clay County. So that's, you know, that's something that we have really been talking about and seriously considering, because, you know, we don't want anybody to, you know, as we talk about not losing any the Royals or the Chiefs to, you know, Kansas, we don't want to lose any of our other small businesses or any of our other businesses, for that matter, to anywhere else. We would like to keep them in Clay County. So, yeah, we've been having those conversations also.
Right now we're talking to Jason Withington. He is the Clay County Commissioner. They have been sent a term sheet from the Royals for a possible North Kansas City stadium. A lot of people are concerned about the ability to get in and out of Clay County. Don't really think necessarily it's the best place to put a stadium. What concerns do you have about people's ability to get in and out of a new downtown or a new ballpark?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, ingress and egress is definitely one of the top concerns that a lot of people have shared. You know, I'm really not too worried about it. Yeah, sure, there's improvements that need to be made, but, you know, people forget that North Kansas City is a population of 5,000 to 7,000, but have close to 100,000 people pass through it every day. You know, it's an industrial part of the city, and plus, you know, a lot of people drive through to get home from downtown to Platt and Clay County. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that drive through every day. But the state legislature has also, state senator, now state senator Maggie Nuremberg, when she was in the House just last term, she secured, I believe it was $30 or $35 million for infrastructure improvements there at the I-35, I-29 split. And that was even before the Royals talking about North Kansas City. So, infrastructure improvements is definitely something that a lot of people have been looking at for that area prior to the Royals.
This is obviously going to cost a whole lot of money. I don't have to tell you that. Clay County doesn't have the base of people that Johnson County has or Jackson County has. In terms of, I guess, your portion of paying for things, what is the plan in Clay County? Tomorrow, if the Royals say, we want to move here, we love this idea, we want to work together, how is Clay County going to help pay for all of these new things?
Yeah, so, you know, the state just passed that bill that would pay for 50% of the stadium costs. You know, it's no secret that we'd have to go to the voters for a sales tax. But, you know, based on the polling that was out earlier this year that we saw, by a wide margin, Clay County as a whole seems to support the idea of a sales tax for the Royals. So, you know, that would generate a couple hundred million also. But then, you know, the team's going to have to pony up some money also.
Jason, could you see a possibility of a joint venture between Jackson and Clay County to just kind of keep the Kansas counties out of it and Jackson and Clay work together to keep the Royals on this side of state line?
Oh, absolutely. So I think, when Governor Mike Parson started this conversation towards the end of his term, you know, the Missouri plan was to expand the tax base for the stadiums, move the Royals to the to North Kansas City. The Chiefs stay in Jackson County. That way, you know, Clay County gives 100% of our sales tax to the Royals. Jackson County gave 100% sales tax to the Chiefs. And, you know, Clay County has always been willing to be part of the Missouri plan, if you will, to keeping those teams here.
Right now, we are talking to Jason Withington. He is the Clay County Commissioner. The Royals have sent North Kansas City a term sheet for a possible North Kansas City stadium. Jason, do you have any idea of a timeline of when this thing could possibly be wrapping up? It feels like we have been having very similar conversations now for, 14, 15 months. It's certainly been a while. Do you have any indication of when the Royals are going to make their decision?
Yeah, no, I have no idea. I mean, the ball is completely in their court, but I'm like you. I'm getting sick and tired of talking about it, and if we're talking about this in a year from now, I'll be very disappointed. It'd be nice to put this behind us, and whether it's in Kansas, downtown, or hopefully North Kansas City, I'm hoping that, you know, hopefully by the end of the year, the Royals have made a decision where their next future home's going to be, and I just hope it's in North Kansas City or the Missouri side.
Last thing here, and I appreciate your time. I live in downtown Kansas City, so it's just a very short drive for me to go across the bridge, and I've certainly learned a lot more about North Kansas City over the last, 2-3 years or so, as North Kansas City has certainly grown. You mentioned some of that nightlife. I go over there, have a drink, have something to eat, go to Screenland Armor. So North Kansas City is a place that I frequent. You know the other possible options out there around the city. Downtown is being flirted with, and Ware Park, Overland Park, 119th and all. What do you think makes this area, what do you think makes Clay County the ideal destination for the Royals?
Yeah, you know, we're very, you know, I'm not saying anything bad about any of the other locations, but Clay County is a very safe part of Kansas City, you know, and we're also talking about extending the streetcar. Well, not the county, but the city of North Kansas City is having those conversations with the streetcar authority about extending the streetcar across the Heart of America Bridge into North Kansas City. You know, we have a solid nightlife already. I mean, you drive by Chicken and Pickle, especially in the summertime, there's people there until 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night on a Tuesday night. And, you know, this would just bring a million more people through to North Kansas City. And, you know, if you look at North Kansas City, where it was at, I'm 41. When I was a kid, it felt like, you know, grandma and grandpa, small town. And now it's got a very young, vibrant nightlife, younger demographics, and it's just completely changing. And I think this would help continue to see Clay County and North Kansas City prosper.
Jason, I would love for the stadium to be downtown, but you know what? I'd much rather it be in Clay County than in Johnson or Wyandotte County. So we got to team up together on this side to keep things away from them.
Hey, I'm with you, man. I want to do whatever I can. Clay County wants to be whatever, be a part of what, however we can to keep the teams in Missouri. And I think, you know, I think this makes perfect sense that, Royals come to Clay County, get 100% of the sales tax here, and then Jackson County gets to keep the Chiefs. And hopefully we can keep both teams here and not cross the state line.
That is Jason Withington joining us on the show today. Jason, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time.
All right. Take care, brother.
Really curious to get you guys' thoughts on what you just heard. That was Jason Withington. He is the Clay County Commissioner. The Royals have sent a term sheet to North Kansas City for a possible North Kansas City stadium. We'll get your reaction. I'll give you my reaction coming up on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go through the text line. Text line 913-586-7965. If you want to call in, you can do so as well. He did mention chicken and pickle a lot. And I say this as someone who lives less than 10 minutes away from the chicken and pickle that he's talking about. I don't know if North Kansas City has a very vibrant nightlife. Now, don't get me wrong. I was just over there on Sunday in that part of the city. I love going to Screenland. They got the Rewind video bar out back. I love North Kansas City. It's like five places to go to. So when he says vibrant nightlife, it's an exaggeration, but I get it, you know? He works in Clay County. You got to sell it a little bit. So that's number one. He did mention a lot of chicken and pickle. It's only so much pickleball I'm going to be playing if I'm going over there. But to his credit, if the Royals are going over there, a whole lot easier to create the infrastructure of things that you're talking about. There really isn't much of a reason for you to be over in that part of the town if you don't live close by. You will now have a reason to be over there. There's a whole lot more restaurants coming over there. A whole lot more bars. There will be a nightlife around the stadium if that's what you want to build. So that's number one. Number two, someone asked, CDOT, so do you think this makes more sense because there is a chicken in the pickle compared to the Legends or anywhere in Johnson County? I think that North Kansas City is one of the worst possible options for the Royals. Now, I mean, I'm going to support it because I want them to stay on the Missouri side, but if I'm trying to look at this objectively, number one, downtown. Number two, 119th and all. Number three, the Legends. Number four, North Kansas City. there really aren't a whole lot of positives for that area other than it's still in Missouri. That's really the only positive, if I can really sell it to you. In North Kansas City, I don't want you to hear this as a diss. I swear to you, that Hawaiian Bros, that Pizza Tasio, Jefferson's, Chapel's, I'm over there. That little Sail Away wine, delicious. Taking Rob over there before. I can't do it, man. It's not a great option. Now, I understand the Royals. Now, some people only apply to one college. Rob, you don't seem like somebody that applied to a bunch of different schools. I'm going to Kansas. I'm a good student. I want to be a Jayhawk. I'm applying. Rob, how many other schools did you apply to?
None. I applied to Kansas.
That's it.
I took other visits, but I applied to one.
You didn't have a backup plan. I applied to a couple of different places. I applied to Missouri. I applied to Northwest Missouri State. I applied to UMKC. I applied to four or five different schools. I wanted to give myself options. I then took a visit to all of these places before I made a decision on where I thought I should go. That's all the Royals are doing. The Royals are simply filling out the application. They sent them a sheet of paper with some pictures on it. That's what they sent them. Some pictures. Hey, I mean, if we think about coming over here, I mean, what can you guys do for us? If we come over here, this is what we think. You know, this is what we think. Now, I will say, if the Royals kind of want to start from scratch, that's a great place to start from scratch. If you want to create your own version of Battery Park, I mean, it's kind of right there for the taking. You want to talk about a part of the city that will do just about anything. Just about anything to get the Royals. It's them, probably more so even than Johnson County is willing to do anything. North Kansas City has always looked for validation. If now you got to go over there four or five more times a year, depending on how frequently you go to Royals games, if now you got to go to North Kansas City? So, yeah, the North Kansas City is willing to do whatever it takes to go get the Royals. I don't think it's a great option. Downtown 1, 119th and all. I know I made fun of the location. It's not the best. I don't love it, but it's better than North Kansas City. The Legends, I think the Legends creates the same problems that they already have. But, I mean, if the Chiefs go out there, the Speedway's out there, Sporting is out there, I mean, it ain't the worst option I've ever heard. It's not terrible. And then I would say North Kansas City is the fourth best. It's the worst possible idea of the ones that they have proposed to us.
I actually, considering where I live, I would consider myself a person that enjoys North Kansas City. You were the one that pointed out the Rewind Lounge to me. Elite time. Cannot speak highly enough about that place. Really fun time. But it makes no sense to put a ballpark there. When the Royals bought that land at 119th and all, do you know what everyone on the text line told me? Oh, traffic's going to suck. Egress and ingress, the traffic problems, the traffic. Do you know what would have the absolute worst traffic in the city if they had a ballpark? Crossing the Heart of America Bridge, because everyone outside if you live in North KC is crossing that bridge to go to a baseball game. Can you imagine being stuck on that bridge, driving out to opening day? Can you imagine, hey, the Royals are playing a playoff game. They play at 6. We got to leave at 1. Like
I don't know if it's fair because I do think eventually there will be a plan. Hey, if we're going to put the stadium here, we got to do a little bit of things to it. So I certainly understand the frustration to it, right? I get it. I get the frustration. I mean, they didn't put the current stadium in a great spot. That spot was not built. It was not designed for a stadium to be there. But now, over time, they're doing more stuff. The streetcar is going to go there. They got shuttles. I do think you'll be able to kind of figure it out if that's where you want to go. I do think that. I don't love this option, but I will say, to give you credit, if your vision is to do what the Braves have done, I do think the Braves are now the example for if you want to build suburban baseball. Turner Field, Turner Stadium, whatever they called it, it was in Atlanta. I went over there. I'll be real with you. Wasn't that nice? They then made the option to move to the suburbs and built a baseball cathedral. They put a lot of things around it as a name, cool name. I think that's the model. There are two models now for if you're going to build a new baseball stadium. You either do what the Rockies have and you have a stadium right smack dab in the middle of downtown. You do what St. Louis has done with Busch Stadium. We're thinking about building a new stadium. We're going to put the new one right next to where the old one was. We like where it is. The arch is in the background. It's downtown. We want to keep the same environment, the same feel that we had. Or I think you do what Atlanta did and you build the stadium out in the suburbs. Well, the suburb option that they are throwing out there, there's three suburb options. There's one on 119th, there's one out in the Legends, and there's one in North Kansas City. I've told you guys, I don't think the Legends is a great idea because I don't think it changes their problems. I think the Royals have the same problem that they have now. I don't think people go out there during the week. I think people go on the weekends. I don't think people go on a Tuesday to a Royals game. I don't think that people are going out to the Legends on a Tuesday for Royals and Pirates. So I think it gives them the same problems. But proximity to other things, I mean, it could certainly work if they want to make it work. But the 119th and all, it puts you right in the middle of, it puts you right in the middle of where people live. And the North Kansas, I mean, people live over there. I just don't think it's the best option for the team.
I am tried and true Kansan. It seems like every time we have one of these stories, we come to the same conclusion. Downtown makes the most sense for the baseball team. Now, we can argue, we can disagree, we can have conversation with the football team. The football team future is intriguing to me. I feel like the baseball team, it is obvious what they want and what they need. They need downtown baseball. Whether that's East Village, whether that's Crossroads, whether that's Washington Square Park, I don't know. But the Royals want to fix their walk-up problem. North KC, 119th and all, Legends, are all not fixing their walk-up problem. They want to create an entertainment district in the heart of the city. There's only one spot they can really do that. So I understand the Royals are doing their due diligence, and I understand why they sent a term sheet to North KC, and I understand why North KC is excited to have them. The same way Johnson County, all the places are excited to have a potential baseball team. But I feel like every time we have these Royals conversations, me and you land in the same destination. It just makes the most sense to be downtown, and I don't know what the hangup is to getting them downtown because, and maybe I'm taking the mayor at his word, and he's a politician, and that's wrong by me. He talks like it can be done tomorrow, and yet every time we have Royals news, it's not Washington Square Park. It's North KC, 119th and all. The Legends were thrown out there a few weeks ago. I don't understand why downtown hasn't just taken this thing and taken control.
Someone on the text line says there's numerous breweries, bars, restaurants, and places to hang. Literally 100 legit businesses they would have the space for, and it wouldn't displace any businesses like the downtown plant. I mean, a county commissioner just came and said that it would displace some businesses. I would love to learn more about North Kansas City. When I go to North Kansas City, every place that I go to is on two streets. There might be a whole lot more to North Kansas City that I don't know. I'm open to that possibility. I go to three parts of North Kansas City. I like that Pizza Tassio right there. I don't really go to Chicken and Pickle a whole lot. I've been a couple of times. It's cool, but I don't really go there very often. I normally hang out on, what is that, Armor Road? Is that the street?
Yeah.
Armor Road?
Or is it?
I hang out on Armor Road. Screenland's over there. Sail Away Wine is over there. Tay's Burgers. I just went to Tay's Burgers on Sunday. Great burgers.
Jefferson's.
Yeah, Jefferson's over there. Chapel's is over there. Or if I'm over in North Kansas City, I'm going to Harris to make a donation.
There's that. What's the Iron District? The Iron District, that's North KC. That's cool.
I'll never go over there.
You don't go to the Iron District?
No, I'm not hating on it. I don't ever go over there.
I mean, it's a cool little spot. There's a couple breweries. Obviously, Binks told me about them, so I'm aware of them. But like, I mean, North KC has things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not here telling you North KC has no things. I don't think they have enough things to justify putting a baseball stadium there.
Someone on the text line asked, so CDOT, you had a better visit at Missouri Southern than you did at Mizzou. That's actually not why I didn't go to Missouri. I went to a very small high school, so when I went to go visit Mizzou and I had to sit in those classes, I got kind of overwhelmed. I got overwhelmed. I graduated with 24 people in my class, so going to Mizzou was like a shell shock. I was like, no, I don't want to go here. And then when I went to Missouri Southern, it just felt like a slightly bigger version of where I already went to school. So that was the number one reason why I went there. And number two, my best friend from high school was also going there. Now he ended up getting a golf scholarship during the middle of my freshman year and transferred out. But yeah, that's the only reason why I didn't go to Missouri. I went there and I was like, there's too many people around here for me. I can't do this. I can't learn this way. I sat in one of the little lecture halls. I was like, oh, I was like, people do this every day. I couldn't do it. I didn't want no part of it.
I mean, I, Same thing happens in Kansas.
It's very intimidating. I couldn't do it. I didn't want any parts of it when I sat in one of those classes.
You have one of those 1,000-person lecture halls?
I didn't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that's big.
Someone said, if you go to North Kansas City, be ready for two tickets, the Royals ticket and the ticket for the police stop. I've never actually had an issue with the North Kansas City police. This is the thing. I didn't know this. I've never, ever been pulled over in North Kansas City. Now, again, I'm not really driving very far. Like, I'm not driving a whole lot over there. I live downtown. So it's just a very quick hop, skip, and a jump across the bridge. I go over there. I'm back home. Like, I make two turns the entire time that I'm in North Kansas City. So I gotta visit it more. Let me know some places. 913-586. It can't be on Armor Road. I know everything I need to know about Armor Road. They also got Reroll that's a little further up the street with the little, like, theme cosplay bar. I go up there sometimes. Yeah, I'm very, very familiar with Armor Road. I don't know nothing else over there. Nothing else. Text line is letting you know that the North Kansas City police ain't messing with you. I don't ever have no issues with them. I have way more issues with the Mission police. Don't nobody want to get pulled over in Mission. No thanks. I don't want nothing. I'm sorry. I don't want nothing to do with the Overland Park police. Please stay away from me. I don't have any issues with North Kansas City. Rob, you ever been pulled over there? I've never had. I don't think I've ever had an interaction with the North Kansas City police officer, so I can't speak to this.
I have not had a problem in North Kansas City. I'm probably up there less than you, but the handful of times I'm up there, I've never had any problems. Like I said, I've done the Rewind. I've done Iron District. I've done Cinder Block. I've hit these places up, and I've never had a problem, but it's not like I'm up there every weekend. It's like once a quarter for me.
Oh, I don't think I ever told you this. This is now a good time to tell you this. I know it's not in North Kansas City, but now's a great time. What's that place you always kept trying to get me to go to, that bar? Swordfish Tom's, I think that's the name of it.
Yeah, I was trying to get you to Swordfish Tom's for a while.
So I've been.
There's a lot of speakeasies in town. They're fun.
I don't really have much of a desire to go back. And it's not because it wasn't cool. It was cool. It was very cool. You got to kind of wait a little bit. They got the red light. You got to go in there. It's very small, very intimate. It was a very cool place. The menu, a little intimidating. I don't know what all these big words mean. They were throwing words and ingredients in there. I don't know what any of this means. They was throwing way too many big words at me, and I took them as a sign of disrespect. I didn't know what it was. You know what I like? Simple. That's what I like. I like when I pick up the menu and I look at the cocktail side, I want to see ingredients and words that I know. I didn't know any of the words on that Swordfish Tom. Don't really plan on going back because of that reason. Now, if you want a high-end spirit, that's a great place to go. Great place to go. I don't need all that. I really didn't need all that.
They have like the regular, I don't want to say run
of
the mill.
No, they didn't have it. I'm telling you, go on their menu right now. Their menu was, it was a lot of big words.
I mean, they have some stuff that's off the, out of a little bit out of left field, but they have like, you can get like a margarita, you can get an old fashioned, you can get a Manhattan.
I'm not going there to get the regular. Like, I was going to try the locals, because then if I had gone there and just made my own, hey, give me a vodka cranberry and Sprite, you would have laughed at me for getting that. Oh, how could you go there and get that? So yeah, I had to get what was on the menu. And then I got there on the menu and they was throwing too many big words at me. Let me read one of these to you guys. So you know I'm not crazy. When Pig's Rye is the name of one of these drinks from Swordfish Tom's.
A lot of cutesy names.
Listen to the ingredients. Whistle Pig Rye.
That's whiskey.
Dolan Sweet Vermouth.
Vermouth.
Angostura Bitters, if that's how you pronounce it. Bitters. I don't even know what it is. Dehydrated Orange Wheel. Too many big words, man. Too many. Listen to this. This is the house drink. James E. Pepper Rye. Carpano, Antica, Vermouth, Dale, DeGroff, Allspice Bitters, Maraschino Cherry. Too many big words. Too many. I had to Google them. I didn't know what they meant. It was too much. I couldn't do it. I know the text line's probably laughing at me. That's perfectly fine. I'm not going back to Swordfish Tom's till they simplify the menu. Hey, it's alcohol, bitters, cherry. Okay, cool. I get that. I like it simple. That's what I like. These, not simple. Not simple at all. I couldn't do it.
Out here, at least you can admit, cocktails not in for you. The vibe they cultivate is very good.
It was great. Again, I'm telling you, I genuinely did have a good time when I was there. They were throwing too many big words at me, and I couldn't do it. I was like, you know what? This place is not for me. I don't need to go here. You know where I need to go? Side Pockets. That's where I need to go. I need to go to Jefferson's. That's where I need to go hang out at. Jefferson's. That's where I was. Like, let me get one drink here. Say that I've been. Time for me to leave.
There's like four or five of those type of speakeasies in towns I've been to. They're all great times. They all, now talking about them, I may have led you astray. You have to understand what you're getting into with the type of alcohol. You're not getting a vodka and Sprite. That's just, they're not doing that.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know. They started using aromatic chili oil drops. Nah, man. I just, hey, just cash me out. Hey, I appreciate it. Left the tip. I was out of there. I didn't need nothing else with it. But don't take this as a don't go check out Swordfish Tom's. We're just having fun. Please do not take this like you shouldn't go. You should definitely go check it out. And again, if you like high-end spirits, I would highly encourage you to go stop by and check out Swordfish Tom's. It is a very, very good time. I wasn't in their core audience. I just wasn't in their core demographic. Earlier today on the show, we had Joel Corey joined us on the show. Shout out to Joel Corey. And we asked him, what kind of contract does he think that Trey Smith is going to sign? Here's what he said.
He's not going to give you more than four total years. And I look at the not for New Year's, besides the tag number he's playing on, that's a placeholder. So I'm really thinking 4 years, 25, 26, 27, 28. He's not going to give you more than that. Since you're probably going to have to go maybe 50 fully guaranteed at signing, since Lindstrom's at 48 and probably 65 in overall guarantees. If you could get this thing for anything under 90 for the 4 years, I think you should be happy with that. I suspect it might be closer to 92 to 95. If that might give the Chiefs sticker shock, but I don't think it's going to be the 2.5% increases we've had with Lindstrom when he became the highest paid guy, or Dickerson when he became the highest paid guy, because that only puts you $21.5 million. So that franchise tag just totally changed the dynamics of the negotiation.
The thing that just, honestly, maybe Rob and I are just the only two people that talk about the Chiefs that are just really intrigued by this. It's just the positional value and the amount of money that we're talking about. Like, I remember it wasn't that long ago that you guys would think, man, it's just not good money to pay a wide receiver. Like, why would you pay a receiver all that money? And like, I don't know, wide receiver kind of seems important. You guys were emphatic. No, you can't win paying a wide receiver that. We're talking about paying the right guard like he is a top wide receiver. If Trey Smith signs the contract that Joel Corey was talking about, he would be the 10th highest paid wide receiver. That seems very right behind A.J. Brown. It's like, oh, well, you got to protect Mahomes. Yeah, I mean, I get it. Yeah, but it's a lot of money. It's a whole lot of money for a right guard. Like, if we did a chart of, hey, what's the most important position on the field? What's the least most important position on the field? I don't know. I kind of think right guard would be there near the bottom. It's left tackle is more important. Right tackle is more important. Center is more important. Like, they're about to pay Trey Smith like $30 million more than they pay Creed Humphrey. I just, the whole positional value thing, it's a very interesting case study to me with the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up at the top of the hour, Josh Vernier is going to join us live from Kauffman Stadium. I actually have a question to ask you guys about the Mets. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
And gone, Bobby Witt.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. We'll get to Josh Verner coming up in a bit. Rob, do you remember how much money Juan Soto signed for?
It was like $700 million?
He signed a 15-year, $765 million contract. $765 million. You know how much money he gets paid this year? Like how much they like divvied it up, how much he gets? He makes $61.8 million this season, and he got $75 million the day that he signed his contract. Now, this is not me hating on Juan Soto. I'm sure that Juan Soto is an amazing baseball player. I've seen him play enough. Can you imagine spending that much money on a player that doesn't move anybody to go to the ballpark to go watch him play? The Mets are in town this weekend, right? Is anyone excited that Juan Soto is in town? I mean, you would have been excited if Paul Skenes was pitching, right? There'd be a little bit of buzz if Bryce Harper was in town today. Obviously, there was when Shohei was out there. I believe their most attended game this year, aside from opening day, was the Saturday that he pitched. So people go out to watch Shohei. People go out to watch Aaron Judge. Is anybody excited that Juan Soto is in town? Now, Soto's a good player. Don't get me wrong. A very, very good player. And maybe he helps the Mets win a World Series, which ultimately, I mean, that's all that it really matters. We're not talking about anything else. I mean, Juan Soto's hitting .264, hitting some home runs, got some RBIs. I mean, he's having a good year. Probably should have been an all-star. I just can't imagine spending $61.8 million on a player that not a single person is buying a ticket today because Juan Soto is in town. No one cares. Oh, Carrington, I am. Okay, well, you can go tomorrow. They have $17 tickets if you want to go watch the Royals and Mets tomorrow. $17 if you want to go out there. On Sunday, you can get in for like $12 if you really want to go out there and watch Juan Soto. That's a weekend when it's warm, sunny outside. The only reason that there's even much of a market for today is because it's Eric Hosmer bobblehead day. You're not going out there to see Juan Soto. You're going out there to get the Eric Hosmer bobblehead, which will probably sell for what? $50, $60, $100 tomorrow when you find it on eBay. $765 million for that amount of money. We should be talking about the best player in baseball. Kauffman Stadium buzzing this weekend. I don't really know if anybody cares that Juan Soto is in town.
I can't speak for all the fans, but I I heard no buzz about Soto being in town. We did topics about Aaron Judge being in town. We were disappointed, and we did topics on the show about Skeens not pitching when the Pirates were in town, which was actually better for the Royals, but there was an excitement that it could be Paul Skeens. Shohei, you mentioned, tons of people were out there. The Dodgers bring in a crowd in of themselves. There was buzz when the Red Sox were in town. I know the Red Sox aren't as talent-rich as they used to be, but there was still an energy in the town. Hey, the Red Sox are in town. Outside of it being the team you beat in 2015, Soto aside, do people care the Mets are in town? Like, if the Cubs were in town, Carrington, you would feel it. You'd be like, oh, it's a big deal to fans the Cubs are in town. Does anyone care it's the Mets?
No. I don't think so. Not any different than any other team.
Same as the Twins.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's any buzz for this team. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Text line 913-586-7965. I don't want to make it seem like I'm Mr. Baseball by any means, but I mean, I do live in the city. I feel when there's buzz around a team. I just don't feel like there is any for the Mets. Which, I mean, Mets are one of the best teams in baseball. They're 53-41, and they're a pretty good team. I mean, they're one of the 10 best teams in baseball. Good team, major market. Should be a lot of Mets fans around there. I'm sure the Mets fans will be out this weekend. I'm not feeling it. Rob, when you think of the Mets, what player do you think of? Because I would say the generation before us, you probably think of Daryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden. It's not really our era, not really our generation. When you think of the Mets, who's the player that comes to mind for you?
David Wright.
It's a good one.
I mean, outside of that, I mean, the Mets, even when they're in the World Series, there was no player like, oh, that's a really, like, maybe Jose Reyes, maybe Reyes and Wright, but outside of that, it's not like the Yankees where it's like, hey, who's the Yankee of our, I could name 10. I think David Wright's the answer, and it's not exactly like he's a Hall of Famer in his own right, but I would say David Wright for me.
You know what? I actually think of Mike Piazza, and this is why.
Is that the last era, though? Because I would say that's right. It's after Strawberry, but it's like
it's way after Strawberry. Come on now. It's way after Strawberry.
It's like 97, so like 10 years after Strawberry.
Yeah, when was the time where Roger Clemens threw the bat at him? That was in the 2000s.
That's fair.
Yeah, that was in the 2000s. That's what I think of. When I think of the Mets, I think of that incident. It was like a simple comeback to the mound. Did Roger Clemens think that he broke his bat on purpose? He then throws the bat at him. Everybody's like standing around. They're confused about what happened. That's the player that I think of. I think of a good Mike Piazza. I imagine he's in the Hall of Fame. Is he in as a Dodger or a Met? Do we know the answer to this?
I can look it up real quick.
I'd be very curious to know what team Mike Piazza is in at. If he's in for the Dodgers or the Mets, because I kind of think of him for both teams.
He was inducted as a member of the New York Mets.
Oh, look at that. Mr. Met. I knew it. Juan Soto, $765 million, bro. That's crazy to me because the Royals sold for like $1 billion. I really think that we're, I don't know, maybe like 2032. I don't think we're that far away from one player getting $1 billion. I don't think we're that far away. I think we're actually really close. I think we're really close either in the NBA or in baseball.
Well, here's the question. I apologize for interrupting.
No,
if it's going to happen, I think it's going to be in baseball. Do you think a salary cap hits baseball before $1 billion? Or you think $1 billion is the breaking point and eventually enough owners get together and say, okay, we can't do this.
That's a great question. I kind of think that the salary cap is right around the corner because I think the owners obviously see where this is going. And I think they're like, no, we're not doing this anymore. That's what I think. I also just think, I think the NFL's popularity has every free agent is available in the NFL. Like, every free agent is available. If you hit free agency, every team has the opportunity to sign you. It's just not really how baseball is. When Bryce Harper hits free agency, I mean, there's 25 teams that, like, I don't even... Bryce Harper's, they're not even answering the phone. Like, they're not even talking to you. Why would Bryce Harper listen to what the Royals have to say? Like, no, you can't afford me. I think it's part of that. I think, like, there's a group of owners that are just tired of that system. And yeah, I think the owners are, I think they are going to have a big problem with very, very quickly the top player. Whoever Aaron Judge is 10 years from now will be a billionaire from them. And I think they're going to fight very, very hard to make sure that that's not the case. $765 million for Juan Soto. Wouldn't even think he's the best player in baseball. And he got $765. That's a wild He got $75 million to sign. Just the day you signed the deal, here, boom, was going to write you a check. In terms of cash for this season, he made $121.8 million in cash this year. If you combine the game checks with the salary, with the signing bonus, $121.8. How many NFL players got that much money? And they pay that to Juan Soto in the first year of his contract. There is just some insane money that is out there for a baseball team. You got to think, if that's what they're paying the players, what are the owners making off of these teams? It got to be more than what Juan Soto is making off of this team. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to be joined by Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Keep it right here. So, Jeff.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.